Hello, everybody. A very warm welcome here to Press TV's Top 5. And now Iran, Russia, and Turkey have agreed to step up efforts aimed at convening the first session of Syria's Constitutional Committee early next year.
The ministers presented the positive results of their consultations with the Syrian parties on the composition of the Constitutional Committee. The ministers agreed to take efforts aimed at convening the first session of the Constitutional Committee in Geneva early next year. 4. Express their conviction that these steps will lead to the launch of a viable and...
Sergey Lavrov was reading out the joint statement after he and his Iranian and Turkish counterparts held a meeting with the UN Syria envoy in the Swiss city of Geneva. Lavrov described the meeting as very positive. Top Russian diplomat reaffirmed Tehran, Moscow and Ankara's commitment to Syria's sovereignty, independence and territorial integrity. He said the three countries support the launch of a Syrian-led and Syrian-owned political process for the composition of the country's constitution. Meanwhile, Stefan de Mistura says more effort is required to form Syria's constitutional body.
I believe that there is an extra mile to go, in the marathon effort to ensure the necessary package for a credible, balanced, and inclusive constitutional committee, and for including a balanced chairing arrangement and drafting body and voting threshold to be established under the UN auspices in Geneva.
Now, de Mistura said that he'll report the results of the Geneva talks to the UN Security Council. He held the intensive work of Iran, Russia, and Turkey to create and maintain stability in Syria. UN envoy also said that he'll be stepping down by the end of the year. He added he expects his successor, Geir Pedersen, to build on his work as of January the 7th. Joining us now in San Francisco, California, is Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer. Hello, Scott. It's great to have you back in the program. Your thoughts on these three gentlemen getting there to try to hammer out a new constitutional decree for the future of Syria?
Well, I think it's a wonderful, positive experience. It's a positive victory, and the more positivity, positive language, positive images of happy, smiling men and happy, smiling people will go a tremendous way to winning the hearts and minds of all of the European people, which will naturally have pressure on the United States, as well as others, you know, in Israel and elsewhere. Zarif, the Iranian minister, I think is a masterful political public relations wizard, because he is always smiling, he's always optimistic, he's always very, very gentle spoken. And that's the way to counteract the propaganda of the West. Remember, the West always tries to define the Middle East and Iran as a very violent, hostile, angry, negative, scary entity and people. And the opposite is true. So you have to always go the extra mile to put on very positive, happy relations, and at the same time appeal to the general populist spirit of the people behind the politicians. So Zarif and Lavrov and even Turkey, I think, is following the lead that Russia and Iran and Syria have led, with Bashar Assad also representing a very positive, erudite, scholarly physician, appealing to healing his country, appealing to healing the broken economic ties, the broken people, and the broken relationships with between Europe and Syria. These are very positive, powerful communication elements. So I think the West is going to, especially Israel, is going to react with initial hostility and propaganda, but they can't hold back that tide. You have to always be aware that Israel and others are going to launch another chemical attack and blame it on Syria. They're notorious for doing that. But as long as Lavrov and Zarif and Assad continue charting a very positive forward momentum, Turkey will have to get on board and follow it. And I'd also say that George Orwell said, sometimes the duty of a responsible man is to restate the obvious. Zarif and Lavrov and Assad need to always restate the obvious as if they're giving a presentation to a jury, which is what the American people and the European peoples are, saying, we did not start the civil war. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Israel, and the United States did. We did not launch chemical strikes and attacks. The MI6, MI5, British and CIA and Israeli and Mossad did. We did not barrel bomb or cause civilian deaths. The Saudi Arabians did. So all of the affirmative truths are on the side of Russia, Iran, and Syria. And those truths you see manifesting in the disintegration of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman's political power. I think he's going to be thrown out of office, if not executed, in a coup d'etat because of all the momentum against him. You see the realignment in France and Germany and Britain. You see France coming to the brink of a civil war because of all of the refugees and migrants that have been flooded up as a result of the destruction that has been caused by NATO and the United States and Israel and Saudi Arabia. So the world is catching up. The world is recognizing all of the damage that's been done has been solely the responsibility of the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia. And when Lavrov in Iran and Turkey and Syria assemble in Europe with happy, positive faces and optimistic hope and present a plan for democratic elections and the willingness to work with any nation that recognizes the will of the people of Syria and whoever they choose, that settles the entire conflict. That ends the war. That opens up a new era for mutual collaboration. And China also needs to become involved. China also needs to establish its own position because, again, we're dealing with a multipolar world or we're dealing with a unipolar world. The West and the United States and Israel wants a unipolar world with the United States as the full spectrum dominance, political and military and economic entity. The rest of the world does not want that. The rest of the world wants all national sovereignty and freedom and a ceasing of the military hostilities that began under September 11, 2001, under George Bush. The rest of the world wants a ceasing to that. So I think the more Putin and Lavrov and Assad and Zarif continue to move forward and not be reactive to the West's counteractions, countermeasures, and false flag attacks, the more they win the entire argument.
Thank you for your perspective and for joining us back on the program. Scott Bennett there, everyone, out of San Francisco, California, former U.S. Army Psychological Warfare Officer.